All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, yo! We got a lot to do today, but this Brooks Koepka stuff, it's super interesting. The Live Tour storyline, all of it. Koepka, he gone. Sounds like $150 million. David, you said you had audio for us, though, that makes his comments before the U.S. Open tame. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just quotes here. But so the Live Tour was discussed already in 2019. They were already putting things in place. And so February 2020 came around at the Honda Classic, and Brooks Koepka was asked about it. He says, money doesn't matter. It's not something that's important. I just want to be happy. Money's not going to make me happy. I just want to play against the best. There's more. If somebody gave me $200 million tomorrow, it's not going to change my life. What am I going to get out of it? I already have enough money that I could retire right now, but I don't want to. I just want to play golf.
And David, that goes, no, John Rahm said the same thing. They asked him. He said he and his wife sat down and said, is our lifestyle going to change if I leave based on this amount of money? And he was like, no, we have everything that we want already. There's nothing new that this money can give us. Except once you start looking at it and the right people get in your ear and you're just like, man, I'm doing all of this stuff and I'm struggling. I'm not winning. And this is guaranteed money. Yeah. I mean, it's almost become if you take this money, you're a bad guy. That's what Liv has become. Because especially with the cast of characters they started off with, man, you're selling out golf. I don't know if it's selling out golf. I think this may become...
It's not selling out golf. I can't stand the high and mighty folks. Yeah. I really can't. It's not illegal. Oh, we don't like who's behind it. Yeah, well, then you can tell the rest of the world stop doing business with them. What do you want from me?
Because here's what...
They're offering me $150 million to hit a stupid golf ball.
But you know what you're seeing? The PGA is changing its ways, and it's realizing, okay...
It's too late.
We've been doing things for the last 100 years where we're making all the money, and we're just pumping out prestige. And now the players are saying, well, I can go get the money. I don't really need the prestige. And I still get to play golf, right?
This sounds a lot like the Michigan football recruiting conundrum.
Where's the flag? David, you got yours.
It's not with me right now, no.
Where's the flag?
Hold on. If we go to instant replay, I would just like to be fair. Rico used the phrase... Pumping out prestige, why do I care about that when these guys over here are offering
okay, you know what?
The monies?
You want to kill Christ? You kill Christ.
Upon further review, we're waving the flag off.
It was a catch.
I need my flag.
It was a catch.
Upon further review,
I got a foot down in bounds. That's a catch. That's right.
First down.
But
this is what now the PGA is realizing. We need to come up with better events. We need to share the money. Because let's face it, this is about the money.
Here's their problem. And this is what...
And this doesn't make you a bad person because we all work because of the money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because if you didn't, y'all be sitting at home, you know, Costa would be making catios all day long. But well, instead...
That's really what he's doing right now.
Instead, you work because you get paid.
One note.
Yes.
The issue is, it's a lot like college football recruiting. You can't outspend Texas A&M.
Yeah.
So you can't outspend the Live Tour.
No.
It is the financial arm of the Saudi government.
It is.
You're not outspending it.
Now, what you hope is that you can be like Alabama and other places and say, you can come here, you can win rings, you can get titles, we'll get you into the draft, we'll do all of these, we'll do all of these other things for you. Or Texas A&M says, son, do you like money?
Transformational, not transactional.
Okay.
Right. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. What's up, Matty?
Not much, man. What's up, guys?
Talk to me. What's on your mind, bud? Good to hear from you.
I am the golf elite. So you wanted to hear from somebody.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. I've been doing my whole life, whatever. Nobody, this isn't the straw that's going to break anybody's back, because the football, college football analogies you were making are not quite equitable, because you're talking about taking two or three teams out of a 10-team conference versus golf, where you would have to take like 20 guys of that caliber out to even make a dent. Nobody's really doing it. Right now, it's two guys. It's DJ and Koepka. And you mentioned before about hindsight is 2020, and in September we might all look stupid and whatever. But right now, there's nothing there, and Enrico was right. It might be a crack in the dam, but you still got, you know, Thomas, Speed, Scheffler, Rahm, you know, whatever. Rattle them all off, and they can still compete. The casual golfer that you're talking about still gets to watch Captain DJ, because they're coming back to the States three times a year to play, most likely, Masters, PGA, and U.S. Open. They'll watch the British Open, so they'll get a chance to see their guys. And Liv is streaming on, like, what, a Wayne's World cable access station on YouTube?
It's actually on Bally Plus.
Okay, because we can all watch that together at a local bar, but, you know, that's just how it goes. Plus, real golfers know it's senior level, 54-hole, no cut, and shotgun start, no less. So, in theory, it's some drama when it comes down to the Sambo-Kepka rivalry that might get blown up one day when they're within five shots of each other, finishes on the third hole instead of the 18th hole, because that's where they're both finishing, because they took off on different holes. It's no big deal. The PGA, you're right, they're late to the party, and this thing might help a little bit down the line with these no-cut elite tour or whatever. I don't know that much about it kind of thing.
Well, it's just breaking. I don't know that any of us do.
And it's just breaking. I don't know that much about it either. So at the end of the year, 23. All right, now we all know. Whatever. But in this case, Koepka and DJ are the only major league names. Everybody else is the guys that Rico was talking about before. Hack has been middle of the road guys.
Right, but Matt, hold on, hold on.
Make their money.
Matt, everything you're saying is true. Everything you're saying is true. But we're talking about something slightly different. I'm looking 18 to 24 months down the line.
Right.
If it continues along this path, where do you view it in 18 months as a golf elite?
It could be. I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know it. It has the money to sustain, which is usually a rare thing when you're the USFL going up against the NFL and whatever.
Right.
If you're a little guy trying to take on a big guy, you need money to stake you. This is the first league of any kind in any sport that can actually do that. And they're paying through the nose to do it. They're only doing 10 months or 10 tournaments a year or something like that. So they'll be sustainable in 18 to 24 months, I think. But I don't think, unless they start snagging the young guys like Thomas Spieth and those guys, or amateur hot guys like Pyatt and other ones that are coming out, if they start getting the younger crowd, what is going to fold in as the new base of the PGA.
It's
going to
be garbage.
Start going over there fistfuls at a time. Then we got a problem.
Matt, let me ask you this quick question. What if the Liv says, what if we start doing more events like the Waste Management? Do you think that could sway a lot of viewers? I know it's not on mainstream TV, but if they turn their events and say, you know what? How about we just embrace it? Let's be different. Let's have fun. Let's get rowdy. What do you think that would do?
If they want to do that and get, you know, 50,000 people in a course out in Abu Dhabi and set it up like Phoenix and go for it, I guess you can get that many golfers out there.
But some of the events are here in the States, right?
What's that?
Some of the events are here. There's an event in Oregon, event in Florida. Like, I don't know. Matt, look, I think we can all agree. Right now, no, it's not. The PGA is not dead. But, right. Matt, you continue to focus on today. I'm looking down the line, and I think Koepka leaving is symbolic. I think it's symbolic because he's not DJ. He's not DeChambeau or Reed or somebody you don't care about. So now, seeing Koepka, who's got no reason to leave, I think if you think the Liv Tour is not strategically going to attack the younger players, well, and attack now, hey, Brooks did it. What about you?
Morikawa. Colin Morikawa is, I guess, the latest rumor.
I thought he just said he was staying.
No, it is. But I'm saying just when the smoke means some people talked.
Maybe more money gets thrown his way.
Some people met.
What about Tony Finau in that hideous swing?
Some people met over coffee and the numbers weren't quite there yet. But the fact that they met means there is interest. You just didn't hit me with the right figure yet.
It's a negotiating ploy.
Right. So you know what, guys? Let me calm down. He's young enough. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get all the guys, but if you could, that's why they said Tiger will give you $1 billion. Because if you had Tiger, instant credibility.
Here's the other thing. For those of you saying, well, it's streaming on Happy Action Network. You do understand they could buy their own damn network if they wanted to.
Right.
That there's that type of weight behind this.
Right.
$650 billion, I believe, is what the financial arm of the Saudi government has to play with.
Not their own network. They can buy the satellite.
We're talking space stations.
Right.
Let's go to Nick, 97.1. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Excellent. What do you got for us here?
I agree with you, Mike. I think Brooks is it could be something that they could use to get more guys, but also the guy's been injured for a long time. Not a long time, 18 months. He honestly seems like he doesn't love playing a ton of golf, which is why a lot of these guys are going over there is less golf for more money, you know? So I think these younger guys, it would take a lot to get Zalatoris, Joaquin Niemann, like these guys over there, because they still enjoy to play the game, you know? DJ and Brooks, I don't know if they do, you know? They love the money. I don't know if they like to go out every week, you know?
Oh, you dropped out. Nick?
Uh-oh. We lost a cell phone. I tell you. Got to upgrade that plan, Nick. It's embarrassing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.